You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got one of our favorite guests. He's back again, Javier Gonzalez. He's a CEO of Emerge Americas. Javi's helping establish Miami as a tech hub. He's been engaged in the South Florida technology biz for over 10 years, previously serving in leadership capacities both at the Technology Foundation of the Americas and Terramark Worldwide. We're going to talk about the evolution of Miami as a tech hub, and I'm sure that we've got our good friend Matt Hagman listening to us. So, hey, Matt, how you doing? X, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Good to be back.
Now, let me ask you this. What's going to be different this year? It gets bigger and better every year. Tell me a little bit about what's going on, who's coming to town, some of the topics. That's a little bit of
so basically cover everything.
Cover everything, everything. Yeah. What's going on here?
I think one of the things that we've really been focused on continuing to enhance is bringing the world to Miami and really using Emerge as a platform that brings the rest of the technology ecosystem across Latin America, across Europe, and even across the U.S., to Miami to really kind of get exposed to what's been happening here in the development of of the tech industry here. So I think you're going to see that even more on display, whether it's some of our speakers where we have some really powerhouse Latin American speakers like Gustavo Cisneros from the Cisneros Group and many
others. Why can't he buy the baseball team? Come on. Give me the real answer there.
Well, that I don't think he'll be covering that in Emerge.
But I'm going to ask him.
But I think he will be covering the innovation going on in his sector. And so we're excited about that. And I think when you kind of look at what we've been able to build is continuing to build on a great set of speakers and some really innovative content. So this year we have Steve Wozniak, you know, co-founder of Apple. We have Marcelo Claude, who's the CEO of Sprint, the co-founder of Waze, Uri Levine, coming all the way from Israel.
Thank you, Uri.
Yeah. So it's really kind of about taking that next step in having the world's, you know, kind of different, very unique and really innovative speakers and bringing them here every year. So we're going to be really focused on that. We're excited about where we are with the Startup Showcase and all the different entrepreneurs coming in and the investors coming in to participate in the event. So we really think this is going to be the to your point, the biggest and best show that we've had in the 4 years. And we're really excited about where that's going to take us moving forward, because it's really not only about each individual year, but it's building 1 year at a time and helping to kind of elevate the ecosystem and doing our part in putting that global platform together.
Now, I was looking through everything. First of all, I love that whenever I go to this, I always get to ask everybody what problem they're solving. So what problem does Emerge solve?
Yeah, I think what we really focus on is serving as a platform that is global in nature to put a spotlight on what is happening in Miami and really to help to start to change the perception of Miami and to help provide a venue for the people who are doing work in the technology sector, whether they are in the traditional enterprise IT space, whether they are entrepreneurs or they are investors. We are bringing to town people who are interested in the space. They are interested in looking at opportunities. They are interested in connecting with good, solid kind of folks in the technology space that are looking to do some business. And we're bringing them to town. So I think what we feel is a need for bringing the rest of the world to us and doing that in a concerted time, you know, over 2.5 days. Everybody can really kind of get the most value out of seeing some amazing speakers, doing some great networking, and you know, just having fun in Miami.
You know, to me, it actually is just having fun in Miami. I love to go and walk around, and I meet all kinds of different people, some of the stakeholders that are local in the business community, some of the stakeholders that are international in the business community. But the one thing that I really love most of all is just walking around and hearing the ideas that the different people have. It's always something interesting. It's very creative. There's a reason I call it Freed on Business and not Freed on Real Estate. It's just bored if it's just one thing. And when you walk around Emerge, there's all kinds of neat things, all kinds of interesting things to look at. And that's what I really enjoy doing when I'm there at Emerge.
No, absolutely. I think when you look at what Emerge is, we really try to bring together the whole technology ecosystem. So you see a lot of these really innovative startups, these entrepreneurs that have these great ideas and are getting started and have gotten some funding. But you also see companies like Visa, who is, you know, really kind of developing some really cutting edge things in the mobile payments and fintech space. You see companies like SAP, Microsoft, IBM, Cisco. You see so many of these different companies that maybe are names that everybody recognizes and they've seen before. But they are really driving some new innovations and really changing the way that other companies are doing business. And then you look at, you know, some of our best partners, Miami-Dade County, some of the really innovative technologies that they're implementing on a daily basis that are impacting the lives of residents. And then the universities. You have Florida International. You have the University of Miami. You have Nova. You have Miami-Dade College. They're all, you know, really doing some very innovative things right here in our backyard. And we, again, are that showcase to the rest of the world for them to come in and see that.
You know, first of all, as a person who grew up here, I want to thank you and Manny for bringing this kind of an event to Miami. We got to start by telling people what it was like. We used to say it was the Art Basel of technology. We don't have to make that comparison anymore. I think you're fully on the map now, X.
No, you know, one of the things that we've been very focused on from the very beginning was building what is, and in relation to Art Basel, something that is annual. It is a tentpole event in this community. And what our focus really is moving forward is making it a tentpole event on the global technology stage and really taking this to a whole nother level. So it's been absolutely amazing. I mean, one of the great things that we've been able to do from very early on was a media partnership with NBC where, you know, CNBC has been working with us very closely. They do live broadcasts right there, like if you were to see that at the World Economic Forum. So we've really been able to reach that level of credibility and kind of a stature that exposes, again, the world and the best people, the people who are doing a lot of very innovative and serious business across the world. Watching CNBC, they see Miami for 2 days at Emerge Americas, and we think that that's something that's really powerful for our community.
Yeah, not just palm trees, but entrepreneurs and the fact that we have a diverse labor force that yep. can help them execute their plan. You know, why don't you hold that? Maybe you can hold on for just a second. Hold that. Can
Absolutely.
You stay with me for one more segment?
Absolutely.
We'd All right. To. All right, great. Wanda, we're going to do one more segment with X, so I'm going to throw it to you, and then we're going to come back for X. So stick with us. We're going to have Javier Gonzalez. We're going to talk more about technology and South Florida and its evolution as a tech hub. And then after that, we're going to talk anti-aging technology. So stick with us. It's a big day for technology, Wanda. It's all yours.